This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
8 minutes after six on this Monday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Get your car ready for the holidays at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield. Wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, steering repairs, and more. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Taylor Tire and Auto Service in Litchfield will be closed from December 24th through January 1st to spend time with family during the holidays. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from WSMI FM 106. First of all, an electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 840 and a half. That's down 3 3/4. March wheat trading at 856 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. December corn trading at 728 and a half. That's down 4 1/4. March corn trading at 732 and a quarter, down a nickel. January soybeans trading at 1474 and a half, up 2 1/4. March beans trading at 1473 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. The overnight crude oil market, 49 cents higher at 86.42. The Brent crude, 94 cents higher at 107.96. The February gold contract, $9 higher at $1,714.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.147 higher at 80.405. On the Chicago Board of Trade, Friday, December wheat ended at 844 and a quarter, down a penny. March wheat ended at 861, down a penny. May wheat ended at 870 and a quarter, down 3/4. December corn on Friday ended at 732 and 3/4, down 15. March corn ended at 737 and a quarter, down 14 and a quarter. May corn ended at 739 and a quarter, down 13 and 3/4. January soybeans ended at 1472 and a quarter, down 19. March beans ended at 1472, down 14. May beans ended at 1453 and a quarter, down 10 and a half. December soybean meal on Friday ended at 450.50, down 75. January meal ended at 442.90, down 78. March meal ended at 437.90, down 60. December soybean oil on Friday ended at 50.82, down a nickel. January oil ended at 51.13, down 7. March oil ended at 51.62, down a nickel. December oats on Friday ended at 374 and 3/4, down 6 and a half. March oats ended at 391 and a quarter, down 6 and 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. Many traders took profits for the week, especially in soybeans, helping to push prices lower. The USDA did announce a sale of 115,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China today for the current marketing year. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 19 cents lower at 713 to 735, while soybeans were down 16 to 20 cents at 1435 to 1455. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 18 lower at 727 to 744, and soybeans were down 15 to 19 cents at 1455 to 1470. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 15 to 18 cents at 710 to 757. Soybeans were down 17 to 20 cents at 1465 to 1490. And wheat bids ended mixed for the day, ranging from 826 to 851. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 19 to 20 cents, ranging from 1480 to 1494. Basis ended steady to a penny lower at 8 to 22 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $7.80 a ton on Friday to range from $457.90 to $468.90. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 14 cents at the close at $7.37 to $7.42, with basis ending steady ranging from option to 5 over the March. Dried distiller grains today ended steady to $5 lower at $2.50 to $2.70 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 to 16 cents lower at 718 to 720, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 19 to 17 under March. Soybeans dropped 19 cents, ranging from 1467 to 1481, with basis ending steady at 5 under to 9 over the January. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained a penny on Friday at 838 to 844, with basis ending steady at 36 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators dropped their producer corn bids 16 to 29 cents, down to 696 to 697. These same elevators also dropped their soybean prices by 15 to 19 cents, with quotations at 1486 to 1487. Soft red winter wheat dropped a penny at 850 to 851, and the Milo 15 cents lower at 698 to 699. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. From country elevators to producers, those corn bids range from 590 to 606 in northern and western Illinois. Soybean bids for new crop delivery range from 1274 to 1294. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 596 to 614. Soybeans for new crop range from 1287 to 1302. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 585 up to 628, with new crop soybean bids range from 1272 to 1299, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 832 up to 844. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, December hogs ended at 82.30, down 115. February hogs ended at 83.47, down 97. April hogs ended at 88.47, down a half dollar. December cattle Friday ended at 125.87, down 20 for December. For February, 130.40, down 62. For April, 134.47, down 47. January feeder cattle Friday ended at 148.77, up 52. March feeders ended at 151.15, up 35. April feeders ended at 152.40, up 35. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. First of all, in the eastern corn belt on Friday afternoon, barrels and gills on a carcass basis closed $1.89 lower. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $77.50 to $82.15, with a weighted average carcass price of $82. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report on Friday, slaughter sows traded steady with light demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds range from $40 up to $45. 4 to 5 weight sows at $41 to $51. 5 to 550s at $46 to $51. And heavyweight sows over 550 pounds traded at $48 to $52. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were at $28 to $40. Heavyweight boars over 300 pounds were at $10 to $16. On the Illinois Direct Barrel and Gilt trade in Illinois on Friday, those traded steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade barrels and gilts weighing 220 to 290 traded at $56 to $59. And hog movement in Illinois on Friday totaled 12,477 head. in the direct cattle trade on Friday from Iowa and Minnesota. Their direct cattle trade, steers on a live basis at 124, steers on a dress basis at 196, heifers on a live basis also traded at 124, and the dress basis on heifers 196 to 198. Also, a short recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction at Walnut, Illinois on Thursday. Their receipts totaled 288 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady, while the slaughter Holstein steers sold $2 lower, slaughter cows down $1 to $9. The slaughter steers choice ranged from $126.75 to $130.25, choice slaughter Holstein steers at $108.50 to $114.25, and the choice slaughter heifers range from $124.75 to $129. Also, a recap of the Carthage Special Feeder Cattle Auction on Thursday. Their receipts totaled 1,010 head. Trade was active with good demand, especially for larger groups that had been weaned and had at least one round of shots. Feeder steers, medium large ones weighing 4 to 450, range from 168.50 up to 179. 450 to 550 pound steers at 145 to 165. 550 to 600 pound steers at 135 to 140, with some fancy up to 150-175. 600 to 700 pound steers at 123 to 139, with some fancy at 140. And 700 to 800 pound feeder steers at 130 up to 140. Feeder heifers, medium large ones weighing 4 to 500 pounds at 137 up to 149, 5 to 6 weight heifers at 123 to 138, and some 6 to 700 pound heifers at 115 to 133.75. And the box beef cutout values at the end of the day on Friday. Those prices closed sharply lower. Choice carcasses weighing 6 to 900 pounds down $1.18, closing at $192.95, while select carcasses dropped $1.31 at $172.39. On the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Friday, cattle slaughter estimated at 119,000 head. That compares to 120 last week and only 110,000 a year ago. Cattle slaughter to date totaled 30,582,000 head. That is down 3.7% from 1 year ago. Hog slaughter on Friday estimated at 428,000 head. That's the same as last week and 423,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter to date, 105,482,000 head. That is 1.9% higher than 1 year ago. That concludes our Friday afternoon livestock report. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday for butter, $1.59 unchanged. For block cheese, $1.76 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.66 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, $18.51. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.25. For January, $7.28. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7.23. For January, $7.28. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.75. And for January, $14.75. Wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $8.15. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.25. Corn at Scottville, $7.23. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.75. Wheat at Scottville, $8.15. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
Our local weather forecast for today becoming partly cloudy and windy. High temperatures in the low 30s. We will have northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 20s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, a bit warmer, the high in the low 40s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, clear to partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the low 30s, highs in the low 50s. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 1 inch of rain, 0.3 inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 0.9 inch here at the Weather Center, right now 27 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. In our farm news today, the world's biggest user of petroleum wants to switch to biofuels. American Farm Bureau energy specialist Andrew Walmsley talks about why that's good for national security and the U.S. economy in this report from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller.
The U.S. military used 117 million barrels of oil last year at a cost of more than $17 billion. No surprise that it's the largest petroleum user in the world. But what may surprise you is that the Department of Defense is working to switch a good amount of that to biofuels, renewable fuels that can be grown and produced here in the United States out of things like rapeseed, soybeans, algae, and even wood scraps.
They've invested heavily. They've been testing all types of different vehicles. What the military is actually looking for is drop-in biofuels, biofuels that work in the equipment they have today. They got to have the same characteristics as traditional petroleum products, so they don't have a great expense of switching out jet engines or tank engines or anything like that.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Andrew Walmsley says growing an ample supply of biofuels right here in the U.S. would eliminate a lot of the price shocks associated with foreign oil. Not only is that a benefit to national security, but also to taxpayers.
The amount of fuel that Department of Defense procures is enormous. And when you look at every dollar increase in the price of the barrel of oil, that's a $100 million impact to the Department of Defense. So when you have the volatility in the oil market, it takes away the Department of Defense's budget, their ability to train and be mission ready. So if we're able to come in with a cheaper substitute that has all the benefits of bringing jobs to this country, something that we have control over and that the military can utilize, it's a win-win for everyone involved.
And Walmsley says having the military seal of approval will be good for the burgeoning biofuels industry.
When you look at where the military operates, it's some of the most extreme places on Earth. They're really having to test these fuels and put them through the rigors to make sure they can meet the demands. And so far, the majority of the fuels they have tested have passed with flying colors, in some cases actually outperforming their fossil fuel counterparts.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show was Vicki Ives of Marshall, Texas. She is involved with the breeding and training of the Spanish colonial horse brought here by the Spanish conquerors in the 16th century. There are about 17 different strains of the horse, and as Vicki explained, some have an interesting history.
Like in the Pryor Mountains, those horses were probably left there as Lewis and Clark passed through. So Sergeant Pryor is what they're named after, one of their officers on that expedition. And so it's really neat to look at the histories of all of them. Now, the Florida Cracker horses have been livestock horses down there in Florida for centuries. And there are some other groups that are near and dear to my heart, especially the Choctaw Indian horses. These horses actually carried the Choctaw people on the Trail of Tears. And as terrible as that was, a tragedy for the tribes, it helped in the preservation of these horses because that's one of the few tribes that wasn't put on trains. They actually rode their own horses to their new home site where they'd been reassigned. And so the Choctaw and Cherokee horses actually were ridden into Oklahoma, and there were families in those Native American tribes that preserved their horses pure and made sure that no modern blood ever got into them. So some of it has to do with the land being very isolated, but most of it has to do with conservators who very carefully made sure that their horses were never polluted, just like the people that saved the Texas Longhorns.
And that was Vicki Ives, Saturday's guest on the Farm Show. At its winter board meeting in St. Louis Friday, the board of directors of the American Soybean Association confirmed Danny Murphy from Canton, Mississippi as its president and Steve Wellman of Syracuse, Nebraska as its chairman for the coming year. Board members also elected Ray Gasser from Corning, Iowa to serve as first vice president, Randy Mann from Auburn, Kentucky to serve as secretary, and Richard Wilkins from Greenwood, Delaware as treasurer. As leader of the American Soybean Association, Murphy says his goals include completing the 2012 Farm Bill, continuing to work with other organizations in the soy family, and impressing upon farmers the need for and value of the American Soybean Association's representation in Washington, D.C. Illinois State climatologist says he believes the worst U.S. drought in decades likely will continue through next year. Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey says it's going to be a long, slow recovery from this particular drought. More than 60% of the continental United States has been gripped by some form of drought since last summer. Statewide precipitation levels for the year are still about 5 inches below normal, according to the Illinois State Water Survey. In Springfield, 2012 rainfall is about 8 inches below normal, and November saw a return to abnormally dry conditions. That means area water haulers are still filling wells in what is traditionally their down season. John Hawkins, spokesman for the Farm Bureau, said most of Illinois continues to experience a drought. Rains earlier this fall recharged the topsoil, but the deep subsoil is still depleted. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Cattlemen's College has a reputation as one of the most thorough cattle producer education programs in the country. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the 2013 edition, sponsored by Pfizer Animal Health, offers a wide range of informative, one-of-a-kind, hands-on educational workshops designed for cattle operations of all sizes. The program headlines the first day of activities at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show. Early registration for Cattlemen's College and the Cattle Industry Convention ends on January the 11th. Visit www.beefusa.org for more information. Our guest on the AM Live program is Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We'll talk about year-end issues of the trucking industry. The AM Live program this morning at 9:05 on WSMI AM 1540. Finally, in our farm news today, the Montgomery County pork producers and WSMI Radio are continuing their holiday tradition of the 12 days of Christmas. Until Friday the 21st, we'll give away $20 worth of pork certificates each day, courtesy of the Montgomery County pork producers. Just email your name and mailing address to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. We'll draw a winner randomly each day. Those who have won something from WSMI over the past 30 days are not eligible. Winners will be notified by mail. And once again, you can email to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Right now in electronic trading, December wheat now trading at 840 3/4. That's down 3.5. March wheat trading at 856.5, down 4.5. December corn now trading at 728.25, down 4.5. March corn trading at 732.25, down a nickel. January soybeans trading at 1474 even, up 1.75. March beans trading at 1473.25, up 1.25. Once again, we'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Envirofoam of America.